Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a cloudy rain. Well, it's not raining now. It's been raining a couple of days here in New York City, but it's certainly not cold. Yeah, we're getting, record high temperatures. I mean, not in the, like, 70s, but, you know. Definitely should be a lot colder, and they don't even expect any to be expected to be about 50 degrees for Christmas. Anyway, so today, though, we're going to be talking about, well, hopefully, we're going to be talking about fruits and vegetables, produce, yes, because it's really, when it comes to that, there's a lot to choose from. I know I don't get enough fruits and vegetables. And most of the time it's because I don't know what to choose, I don't know how to make it, should I cook it, should it be raw, you know, all that kind of stuff. At least you know with meat that you have to cook it, you know. But anyway, so this guy, Phil Verone, owns a place called Valentino's in Queens, in the area, Ridgewood in Queens. And he's going to talk to us all about some different kinds of fruits and vegetables and some imported items and, oh, who knows what. But anyway, and so speaking of food, of course, we have to go to a commercial because, you know.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these delicious brownies by going to www.brownies.com. They also are selling these cookies. Yes, I had their chocolate chip cookies. Absolutely best chocolate chip cookies. Sometimes I like them even better than the brownies when I want something just like a little less sweet, that's all, but... anyway, so of course, if you're going to have brownies, you got to have some really good milk, don't you?
Hey, Martha, why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Roddybrook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Roddybrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat, from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Bonnybrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Does it really make a difference? I gotta tell you, I just have to share this. I asked a friend of mine to pick me up some milk. I ran out of Ronniebrook. Oh, yeah. That's the last time I'm going to do that. Anyway, so she picked up some milk in the neighborhood. And it was this milk called Gita's, G-U-I-D-A, Gita's. I think they're in somewhere. In Connecticut. That's where it's from. Anyway, so I'm very, very sensitive about milk. And as soon as I opened it, it was like I got this smell. It's not that, I don't know if it's like before it goes bad, the smell, or this kind of thing is like, if you've ever had Parmalat, it's these milk in these like containers and they don't have to be refrigerated. Anyway, it had that, and it had that same taste. And so I called up the company and tried to find out, you know, because I don't know exactly where it was delivered to, the store that my friend picked it up. But I, as the customer service person, kept on going and trying to find out where it's delivered in my neighborhood. And it didn't come up. And it's interesting that it didn't come up because, you know, it could be. Well, I'm not saying it is, but maybe they're not getting a delivery. Maybe they're going someplace to pick up the milk, and then they bring it over to there. And what's, you know, in between as it's being shipped and whatever, it's maybe not being refrigerated correctly, you know. You never know. But I am definitely going to check this out because I don't think that's right. The thing is that it's a grocery store, and they don't get the same kind of thing as restaurants, you know, but in terms of the health inspection, the ABCs or whatever. But I will check it out. And so right now I'm not hearing. We're still waiting for Phil to call in. Let's see if I can get him. Yeah, I have the ability to call on this thing here. So let's see what I can do on this. They'll probably say, yeah, okay. If he doesn't answer, I'm not going to, you know, let it go to leaving a message. So here we go. Let's try. Which, of course, I'm not dialing. Now I'm dialing. Let's see what happens. Okay. Listening to music and then get in touch with them. I still call them back. Isn't that funny how that happens? Anyway, so don't know where Phil is. Let's see if I can maybe call the store. This is a delivery day. I have a feeling he might have forgotten. I don't want to really go into the whole thing because, you know, of what I got and what I ate and because I want him to speak about all of this prior. But anyway, so I'll tell you what, let's get in. Before I get it, Downton Abbey. Okay, fans of Downton Abbey. Well, I just received two books. One of them is called The Wit and Wisdom of Downton Abbey. That just came out by Jessica Fellows. And then the hardcover, this is a little one. This is a little book compared to the other one, the three-pounder. Could be more. The hardcovered book on the celebration of Downton Abbey, which talks about all six seasons. And unfortunately, if anybody who's into it knows that it's going to end. And I have season six gotten sent to me. I haven't watched any of it. They didn't send me the last DVD, which I guess they'll send me soon, but I'm not sure. It begins here in the U.S. It's on January 3rd, I believe. I'm not looking at that. But so I don't know. I'm not sure if I can hold out, only because there's such crap on TV, I gotta tell you. It's getting really bad, you know. So let's see if we can get in a piece of music here. Let's see. Should we do some? Well, I could do a little. Nah, I don't want to do Christmas music. Let's see. I know, it's hard. it's hard choosing some good stuff. Okay. How about... I know, I'm just, okay, let's go with Josh Groban. Yeah, Josh Groban.
I've tried to hold this back so long. We're always such a good thing when it's gone. Would it be alright if we just left our heads tonight? Take me away from this old game of saying the same. Would it be alright if I just stayed with you tonight? And before I go, will I ever see you again? She said, love only knows. Love only knows if we'll give it life undercover. She said, love only knows if love to keep. The name I would only sing in my sleep. Would it be all right if we just lose ourselves tonight? And if you let go, will you reach out again? She said, love only knows. Love only knows if we'll give in to fear and choose life undercover. She said, love only knows if it's special enough, then we'll choose one another. And I can't breathe without you, and I don't. And I can't live without love, and I won't. And I won't.
Stormy sea.
me up to more than I can be. You raise me.
Love that song. It's just so nice. I mean, you know, to hear these wonderful songs. But, don't know what's happened to Phil. But then again, this isn't the first time this has occurred. And I was trying to get Phil actually on his cell phone. So what I'm going to do, well, let's see. I wanted to talk. The cost of living. No, the cost amazes me in terms of the prices. Now, I have to tell you, okay, this is like, right now, I don't even know what it costs to get a seat to go to see the Rockettes perform at Radio City Music Hall. Heavens knows, you know, just to see the Rockettes. All right. Now, this is in the 60s, and I'm going to say this must have been between 62 and 65, I'm sure, because I remember going to Radio City Music Hall then, and it was a movie theater, and you go in and you'd watch, I don't know if they did double features, but it was always like, you know, very typical movie and a cartoon. It's got a movie and a cartoon on a Saturday afternoon and the Rockettes performing for $3. Say what? That's right. For $3. So you can imagine that this is, I can't imagine, like, when my parents would talk about how much they paid, I thought, wow, what a difference of an increase. When they talk about something costing 10 cents, they went up to a dollar, and now I'm talking, you know, really? I mean, this is like it just skyrockets with prices. It's like this game of what can you get? How much money can you make people spend? You know, and I'm sure heavens knows what's going on. There was a Star Wars movie. And wait, this is like, so the president is on TV today. He's doing a conference. I was listening in the background, whatever, and it's like, yeah, BS, you know. And then he says he has to leave. He had to finish the questions because they're showing the movie, the Star Wars news, at the White House, and he has to be there to sit there and do that. So this is what our president does. That's a priority. He's sitting and watching a movie. I don't care who he's invited. Really, I don't care. It's a freaking movie. He shouldn't be spending his time and telling us that he can't talk to us because he has to be entertained. He forgot to mention, by the way, that there was a problem in, I guess it was New Jersey, that I had heard that there was, they had to stop the movie because of some, well, it wasn't a terrorist attack, but there was something that made them, you know, that had to clear out, you know, and then we're dealing with terrorism right now. He should have been informed. But then again, oh, goodness gracious. I mean, this country, things have to be bad in this country, really. When Donald Trump has to stand up and say, well, I'm going to run for president. I mean, that's really bad, I'm sorry to say. Anyway, so I'm going to, by the way, in terms of the books, just to let you know, in terms of the books that I got, I'm not a big person, big reading type of person. And thank goodness there's a lot of photos in there, you know. And I have a feeling that the rubber chickens are going to be reading the book. Their kids, their adopted kids, Edith and, Ethel Louise, to try to keep track, Ethel Louise and Mildred are going to be reading the books. They're going to at least look at the pictures, and maybe once in a while we'll have Esther and Eunice and Marilyn and Minerva, you know, maybe read to them, you know. So, but you never know. I don't know. Let's eventually it'll be on the blog of Esther and Eunice Adventures. blogspot.com. Anyway, so well, I'm ready to stop this here. So let's go find blah 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 music intro. All right, so for the next time, maybe we'll maybe somebody will not break their agreement. Who knows? But for now, have a great day. Cats. Wonderful.